This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mobility is a big thing in economics. Most of the time, talking about mobility up or down the wealth and income ladder. We're going to do a story now, though, about actual mobility, people moving because of the pandemic and how it's changed how and where people live and work. The latest Marketplace Edison Research poll, which, as I think I've said, is out this week, dug into that a little bit. Nearly a quarter of Americans have recently moved or are considering moving in the near future because the shift to working from home has opened up some possibilities for those who can work from home. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Shamor Preston lives in Queens, New York, which was really scary in the early months of the pandemic and is getting scary again as new cases rise. Preston is 24 and just finished college, and he's looking for jobs someplace less crowded, maybe on the West Coast.
I think if I moved to another city, there will be more space, have more ability to not be around people so much compared to how New York City is, especially on the subway.
In our poll, among those who had moved recently or are considering moving, almost a third said one reason was to move away from an area impacted by COVID-19. United Van Lines has been making that happen for a lot of people, and it's been asking its customers what's behind their moves.
And what started as like a 5-7% back in March, April is now up to 14%. So 14% of those that move with us are saying one of the primary reasons was due to COVID.
The company's Tricia Schuler says health isn't the only concern.
I think it's also this shift in this newfound freedom for many people that now can work from anywhere. And so they're picking up and moving wherever they want to for the first time ever.
In our poll, nearly half of people who'd moved or thought about moving said the ability to work from anywhere was a factor. Not everyone has that flexibility, though. More than a quarter of people we surveyed said losing a job or income played a role. Overall, younger adults were the most likely to relocate. Devera Cohn is with Pew Research Center.
Now, that's logical because, of course, they're among the groups most affected both by job losses in the economy and also by the shutdown of college housing, where many were told to leave their dormitories.
Even those who didn't move because of the pandemic may have been influenced by it. Fernando Villagran in Alexandria, Virginia, needed a larger space so he could take care of his elderly mom and work from home.
I mean, I lived in a two-bedroom condo, so bringing my mom in there with her cat and my dog, it wasn't going to happen.
Now he has a home office, more outdoor space, and he's not so close to the neighbors. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.